UK, woman dies after being found on fire in the street, three men arrested. By Jack Montgomery on August 7, 2021. The family of a woman who died after being found on fire in the street in Bury, Greater Manchester, have paid tribute to her as a nice, kind, polite person who worked hard every day. Sarah Hussein, 31, was found ablaze on East Street, Bury in the early evening on July 31. According to a short report buried in the Manchester subsection of the England subsection of the UK section of the BBC News website, locals are said to have used a wet duvet to try and assist her, but to no avail, with Sarah ultimately succumbing to her injuries in hospital. Three men aged 24, 26, and 34 were said to have been arrested in connection with the incident and subsequently bailed pending further investigation. Sarah was the person in the family that everyone turned to for help and support both financially and emotionally. She was a very nice, kind, polite person who worked hard every day to support us all, Sarah's Pakistan-based family said in a statement. We are devastated by the news of her death and that we were not there to help her, the statement added. We feel helpless being so far away. We will all miss Sarah every moment of every day. Some details mentioned in the BBC's decidedly low-key report on Sarah's death were curiously absent from a Greater Manchester Police News bulletin reporting the same incident, titled simply Family of Kind and Hard-Working Woman Who Died Following a Fire in Bury Pay Tribute. The GMP bulletin did not mention Sarah being found on fire in the street, but only that police were called just after 7:30 p.m. on Friday 23rd of July to reports a woman had been badly burned at an address on East Street in Bury, adding that emergency services attended and found a 31-year-old woman had suffered severe burns and she was taken to hospital, where she passed away. The police report did confirm that three men aged 34, 24 and 26 arrested in connection with the incident have since been bailed pending further inquiries and that the force is not looking for anyone else in connection with the incident. GMP also noted that it has set up a major incident portal where people can submit evidence, anonymously if need be, to the investigation into Sarah's death, Operation Garen. The major incident portal names the deceased as Sarah Hussein rather than Sarah Hussein. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.